Do you love Yankee baseball? If so, this is the show for you. Welcome to Pinstripe Talk with your host, Nick Delahanty. Hey everyone, welcome to the first ever episode of Pinstripe Talk. As the name kind of gives away, this podcast is going to be dedicated to the New York Yankees. The latest news, updates, series information, you name it, we're going to discuss it. As the podcast grows and expands, my goal is to have a couple of guests come on for your entertainment, talk a little Yankee baseball, and I hope you join along with us. Should be a fun ride, and I'm excited to get it started. Now, for me, when I was sitting down thinking about a topic to talk about for the first podcast, there were different directions that I thought I could have went. You know, we just had the trade deadline, and Brian Cashman was very active in that. You have the Aaron Judge injury. You know, you could talk about the big series coming up against the Boston Red Sox. However, the topic that I chose to discuss today involves a player that really has disappointed me as both a fan and somebody who follows the game very closely. And that would be Sonny Gray. And now, before we get into anything about his last start, I want to just take you back to last year when they acquired Gray from the Oakland Athletics. When Cashman made this deal, I thought that Gray was going to be the guy that was going to slide into the top end of the rotation and be that guy that could kind of go along with the likes of Luis Severino and Masahiro Tanaka. And early on, Gray didn't pitch terribly, but his stats really didn't show how he really pitched. He was 4-7 with a 3.72 ERA last year. And now, there was a couple of starts where Gray pitched well and the Yankees didn't hit for him. And obviously that happens. You know, you're not going to score a lot of runs every night. But going to this year, Gray has just been completely terrible. He's made 21 starts so far. He's 8-8 with a 5.56 ERA. He has failed to go at least 5 innings in 8 of his 21 starts. 8 of his 21. Now to me, somebody with Sonny Gray type stuff shouldn't be pitching this poorly. Now, is it a bad fit in New York? Is he better in a small market? Who knows? However, the Yankees need to decide what they're going to do with Gray. And that decision has to come as soon as possible. They can't keep lingering on giving him a start every fifth day, not knowing what you're going to get. The last three starts prior to his terrible outing against the Orioles, it kind of looked like Gray was getting back on track a little bit. He had his July 11th start against the Orioles where he went 6, didn't allow a run, looked solid in that game. Then you had the game against the Mets. He was decent. 5 1/3, allowed 2 runs. Nothing special, but as a Yankee fan and somebody who follows the Yankees, you would take that. And then his start against Kansas City, he went 5 strong, came out after 75 pitches. Remember, he got hit in the hand with a comebacker, probably a precaution to take him out. And then you look at that August 1st start, and everything just went back to where Sonny Gray was prior to those three starts. 2 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs. He looked miserable out there on the mound. Now, the Yankees didn't help him at all defensively. You know, he had a couple of mishaps. Gleyber Torres not hustling on two different plays. Shane Robinson struggling in right field. However, Gray just looked like he was throwing batting practice. Very hittable. It seemed like the Orioles knew it was coming. And for a team that just sold away half of their talent, if not more, that's a lineup that I expected Sonny Gray to absolutely dominate, and he didn't. So, luckily, Lance Lynn was able to come in and save the bullpen by going 4 1/3 strong. I believe he didn't allow a run in that ballgame. But the Yankees need to decide what they're going to do with Gray now. Now is the most important time for them to figure it out. Because now you're 5.5 behind the Red Sox in the division. You have a big series coming up against them this weekend. You cannot afford to have Sonny Gray going out on the mound every fifth day and basically chalking that up as a loss. or him struggling and absolutely crushing the bullpen. That's not going to fly. If the Yankees want any chance at the division, they have to remove Gray from the rotation. And that's got to come now. Now you have the pieces to do it. I can understand in the beginning, before the trade deadline, you know, you really didn't have that extra starter you could rely on. Yes, Luis Sessa has filled in, Domingo German, those type of players. You know, you could make a case for Justice Sheffield coming up. But now they have an option in Lance Lynn. And Lynn showed the ability to get out. And after the game, Lynn talked and said how he goes out on the mound and tries to be aggressive. And he, you know, that's his main goal, getting out, being productive. The Yankees need that every fifth day. And Gray's not giving it to him. So the next time around, Lance Lynn should be in his rotation spot. The Yankees need to give him a chance to prove that he could be the guy to help them catch the Red Sox in the division standings. Time's a-wasting here. It's August, the first week of August. You only have 2 months of baseball left. If you keep letting Gray go out there, how much longer is he going to be able to, is he going to be pitching like this? It's bad enough that when he was taken out of the game, he was seen kind of laughing or smirking. I don't even know what to call it. It just amazes me to the fact that you pitched out poorly and then you show up like that and have a reaction like that, which really didn't sit well with the fans if you read Twitter at all during the day. And I'm sure that people are still crucifying him on Twitter. I don't blame them one bit. But the decision has to come now. This Yankee team obviously needs a spark. They need some type of rejuvenation. Wednesday's game against the Orioles showed that. Lack of hustle. It seemed like they came out very sluggish. Kind of like they were believed to have already won the game before they took the field. And unfortunately, that's not the case. No matter how good or bad your opponent is, baseball's a game where anything could happen on any given day. And the Orioles came out yesterday and were the better team. They were the better team for the majority of the game. Yes, the Yankees made a late push. Gleyber Torres homer in the ninth kept it close. But you cannot go out there and just expect to beat these under 500 teams. You have to get the job done. And that's going to end up deciding the division. The Yankees have struggled against the under 500 teams, especially the Rays and the Orioles. You cannot lose to those teams. Rebuilding teams that have basically set up their future by trading away their current assets, you need to get the job done. You have to have that same mentality like you're playing the Red Sox every day. It has to be, we need to win today, and we need to focus on today. It seemed like the Yankees were a little bit ahead of themselves thinking about the Boston series that's coming up. This team needs to regroup, and Aaron Boone needs to set a spark in that dugout somehow, some way. I don't know how he's going to do it. It's going to be a big test for Boone, who's a first-year manager, but it's got to be done. And if it's not done, the Yankees are going to find themselves in the wild card game, a game that they don't want to be in. Because like I said earlier, baseball's a weird game. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter what you did over the first 162 games of the year. That game can go either way. And the Yankees saw that last year when Severino struggled in the first inning of that wild card game. And the Yankees had to bounce back and win that one. Anything can happen. For the Yankees, they need to figure out the rotation. It's time. Severino struggling. You hope that he gets back on track. He should be okay. Tanaka's been pitching pretty well. You got to just hope that he avoids the injury bug. Same with Sabathia, 38 years old. What he's giving you is what you expect from him. You just hope that the knee holds up for the playoff stretch. You can't afford to lose him. And then you look at J.A. Happ and you say, you know, when he gets back from this likely DL stint, you hope that he could be a contributor. Threw the ball well in his first start with the Yankees. It's that fifth spot that's going to hurt them. And Gray is not the guy who's going to get the job done. Unfortunately, they've given him plenty of chances, and it's time to figure something out. Now, I don't know if you designate him for assignment. You try to trade him during August. Hopefully he clears waivers. I don't know what the deal is with him, but I think it's time that you figure something else out and move on. It's been too long, and Gray has worn his time out, and unfortunately. It's one of those trades that neither side has won so far. If you look at the A side, rather, you have Dustin Fowler, was sent back to AAA. He was struggling in the bigs. Jorge Mateo, he's still struggling somewhere in the minor leagues, and Kaprielan still hasn't thrown a pitch for the A's. So if you look at it from that standpoint, it's kind of a loser's deal for both sides as of now, and it's just one that you have to chalk up and say, you know what, we got to move on, it's time. And Gray's been a disappointment, everybody knows it, and maybe a change of scenery would do him well. It doesn't look like Gray is going to be a part of the Yankees' postseason plans anyway, the way he's pitching. You can't rely on him to take up a spot on the roster when you have other capable arms that are better and have the opportunity to really make an impact. Now, it's easy for me to say, take Sonny Gray out of the rotation. Put Lance Lynn in the rotation. There's a lot of things that ride on this decision for the Yankees. You know, you put Lynn in the rotation with the idea of him making a couple of starts to see if he could fill the void. Now, what do you do with Sonny Gray? Do you decide to designate him for assignment? You hope he clears waivers and you trade him. I don't know what his value would be at this point, the way he's been pitching, but you might be able to get something in return, being that he's got club control until 2020. You know, or do you have him pitch out of the bullpen in a long relief role and hope that he figures it out? I feel like the Yankees will lean toward keeping him on the roster for now and having him work out of the bullpen. And like I stated earlier about the change of scenery, maybe not pitching every fifth day would benefit him. You know, Gray made his money early on in his career attacking the zone. He was a master at painting the corners and was really able to command the zone and get guys out by throwing the ball where he wanted. You know, he doesn't overpower hitters, but when he's on, his ability to put the ball where it needs to be really impacts the way he throws and the way he gets outs. Maybe working out of the bullpen will make him understand he needs to get that aggressiveness back. You know, Gray was never a guy in Oakland who was afraid to attack. Maybe out of the bullpen he realizes, you know, I'm not on a pitch count. I want to attack. I want to get as many guys out as possible. I want to help the team win. And he'll go back to attacking the zone. The Yankees can only hope that Gray figures it out. They're a lot stronger with Sonny Gray, the Sonny Gray they thought they were going to get from Oakland. Maybe over the next couple of weeks, Gray figures it out. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he struggles out of the pen. You have to get rid of him anyway. But I think it's fair to say that they should give him a shot out of the pen, see if it could work out. You know, if you look at the other options in the minor leagues, you could throw Luis Sessa in there. You could even bring up Justice Sheffield if you want. But I feel like the Yankees don't want to rush Sheffield, and rightly so. You know, you could bring him up in September, bring him up, get his feet wet for the playoff run, have him throw out of the pen, keep his innings low. But for now, it makes sense for the Yankees to keep Gray around, especially in case of an injury. You know, let's face it, the Yankees' rotation isn't the most stable rotation in the world. You know, Severino's been struggling. Who knows what's up with him? Tanaka, you hope that the elbow tear doesn't happen, that it doesn't get worse. Sabathia, his knee, you hope that that doesn't shatter on you. You know, and that's three of your five starters right there. So keeping Gray around for insurance might be beneficial to the Yankees, especially if he could figure it out in a couple of weeks in the bullpen. You know, maybe in a little extra time with Larry Rothschild and watching film and figuring things out, clearing his mind a little bit would help. The Yankees can only hope that Gray can be a contributor down the stretch because it only makes them stronger. I know everybody wants to crucify him after his antics on August 1st against the Orioles. Laughing off the mound is unacceptable. And to me, I feel like it was more of a nervous type of I'm upset type of thing. It didn't come out that way, but I just feel like Gray's a competitor and doesn't find it funny the way he's pitching. I just think that it was taken out of context and it was really just bad timing on his part. Not a great place to smile when you're getting booed on the field at Yankee Stadium. But for the Yankees, you got to hope that Gray could figure it out, or that they could figure out who's going to take that fifth spot in the rotation, because every fifth day, you can't go out thinking you're going to have a struggle from your rotation piece and that you're going to lose the ball game, especially the way the Red Sox are playing. They basically win every single night. You cannot afford to lose games, especially against bad teams that are going to cost you, especially when you're fighting for the American League East Division crown. Now, we'll take a quick break, wrap it up when we come back here on Pinstripe Talk. We hope that you are enjoying the Pinstripe Talk podcast. If you have something to say or would like to comment on something that you heard on our show, please feel free to contact us via social media. You could contact our host, Nick Delahanty, on Twitter by tweeting @Nick_Delahanty, or you could send us an email, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. We're back with the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Big weekend for the Yankees coming up against the Boston Red Sox. The Yankees must win at least three of these four games, if not sweep. You know, they're really putting themselves against a wall. They need to make sure they capitalize against the team that they're chasing in the division. Because if you lose this series, it's only going to make it harder to win the division. And like we talked about earlier, that wild card game is something that you want to try to avoid. Yankees really, really need to show up this weekend in Boston, and hopefully they get the job done. As we close out our first ever episode, just want to give a shout out to the Bronx Pinstripes team, currently a contributor for that website. A great website, great writers, a lot of awesome content coming from there. Make sure you follow @BronxPinstripes on Twitter. Go to www.BronxPinstripes.com. You can also follow me on Twitter @Nick_Delahanty. You can email the show if you have any questions or you want to contribute to the show. Go to PinstripeTalk@gmail.com. That will wrap it up for our first ever episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I am your host, Nick Delahanty. Thank you for listening. Hope you tune in next time. See you then.